Hi, Ed. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Dr. Wright. You're one of my favorite people with your bright shirts. It's me. It's me.
It's you. It's you. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, doctor, you almost touched on it, I think, by accident on the first call before me. My problem, doctor, is I'm flushing the toilet. I don't know how else to say it nicely, but there is undigested parsley and cilantro, different things I'm seeing in there. And I'm taking lots of digestive enzymes, like 10 to 12 enzymes with every meal.
Okay, sir. Well, a couple of things. One, if you're using digestive enzymes, you got to be using the ones that are closest to human. It does not help as much to be using pineapple enzymes or papaya enzymes or whatever, because papayas and pineapples don't digest stuff like humans do. And our medical school professor told us that the closest to human happens to be pig, sorry about that, or porcine, P-O-R-C-I-N-E. So that's what I want to know when I get a bottle of digestive enzymes. Is it from that source? Is it porcine? Secondly, there are some of the digestive enzymes that are much better at digesting fats than others. In fact, the only one I know of that's really good at digesting fats is called lipanase, L-I-P-A-N-A-S-E. And the porcine one, the best one, is called pancreatin, P-A-N-C-R-E-A-T-I-N. And those two brands I'd stick with. We have them at Toma Dispensary. They've got them other places, too, to see. But that's the enzymes. And if we're not digesting well, it's a good idea to give them a try because you can see if they're working.
Well, that's good because I have some standard process there at your dispensary waiting for me. So you said that pancreatin, is that by standard process also?
No, that's by a different company, sir. It's by a different company, but it's pure enzyme. You see, standard process, they're a very good company, but they also have in their products some whole glandulars, and they're very good for helping the gland, whatever the gland or organ is, to slowly get itself better. But it's not purely digestive enzymes. So one of them is just called by name of pancreatin, the other one's called lipanase. But that gets us over to the hydrochloric acid thing, sir. Sometimes a person's got to be using hydrochloric acid with meals. Are you doing that?
Sir, you got me. I sure am not.
Well, remember, you can try it, and if you try it and it hurts, that doesn't prove anything. But if you try it and it doesn't hurt and your what's visible starts to disappear, then you know you needed it, sir.
Well, the reason why I never considered that hydrochloric, Dr. Wright, is because at your clinic I had that Heidelberg test done, and everything was seeming pretty good.
And that was what year?
Well, that was back in 2009.
There you go, sir. Well, I think I'm about 9 years older than I was in 2009. You probably are, too.
And that's a good point.
Things do change with time, just like, you know, and women go through menopause in a space of much less than 9 years, and you know that. And we can have stomach pause, if we want to call it that, happen in a space in less than 9 years, sir.
Well, doctor, maybe I'll see you at Marlene's, and I'm finally going to be able to give you that big old hug I've been talking to you about.
Okay, well, don't squeeze too hard. I don't want any broken ribs, sir.
No, sir, I understand about that. Then I'll just shake your hand, doctor. Maybe we
okay.
can take a selfie.
Well, if you know how to do that, go for it.
All right. Doctor, you're one of my favorite cats with the bright shirts on. And if I see you today, I guess I'll see you in purple or big turquoise.
Oh, I'm going to surprise you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye okay. Now, and have a good day on me, no charge.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you.